Hey, you're tuned into Met Radio in Toronto on 1280 AM CJTM. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Mia Johnson. The TTC's new loyalty program is coming to Toronto this September. Each month, transit users will ride free after they pay for 47 rides. So the 48th ride will be free, 39th, and so on, with more plans to reduce that threshold to 40 rides in 2027.
This is the TTC playing catch-up, in a way. It's, I would say, overdue.
Big day indeed.
The TTC moves very slowly, both in terms of the vehicles, but also especially its structure and its decision-making.
While fare capping is a major victory for transit riders after years of grassroots advocacy, some say there's one group that's not quite getting their fair share.
We keep up to date with the TTC board meetings. We review all the publicly posted documents. The first time it was brought up, we noticed that there was no plan for students. In our view, this is really something that should not have happened.
That is Rudy Yun. He's a fourth-year undergraduate student at the University of Toronto. He's also the co-founder and co-president of the university's first and only transit advocacy club, Rocket Riders.
I don't really see the logic in partially removing the structural issues with the current pass system, but just kind of tacitly acknowledging that it's fine for students to continue to experience these issues.
He says the current monthly pass available already gives students a very similar deal. The pass is worth $128.15, which, if you do the math, works out to 38 rides per month, two less than the 2027 fare cap deal.
The problem is that students do not explicitly benefit from the way that fare capping is being introduced right now.
He says students are still expected to pay transit costs up front, what municipal leaders have said they've been trying to move away from under the new fare capping system and as a part of the mayor's affordability strategy. Tuition fees, housing costs, food, and other daily expenses continue to climb. A 2025 CIBC report found that nearly half of post-secondary students in Ontario rely on government assistance. Yeah, I want to get back to fare capping, but you said something interesting that, you know, your finances don't disappear after you turn 20. What are some of those financial challenges that students are facing in post-secondary school?
I mean, obviously, there's, you know, if you're living on your own for the first time, the challenge of learning how to care for yourself, buying groceries, getting around, how much to budget each month for social activities. Food and transit are the big kind of advocacy topics happening at U of T right now.
TTC spokesperson Mary Davidson told Met Radio in an email that while monthly passes for adults, youth, and seniors would be phased out by September, passes for post-secondary students would still be available for purchase. Moving away from monthly passes is part of the TTC's multi-year affordability strategy to support ridership growth, which the Toronto Transit System is funded in large part by. City documents expect to see over 2 million new free rides this year once the new policy is in place.
I think this is about bringing students into the conversation that the TTC is already having about affordability policy. Of course, I think any way to lower the cost of living for students and encourage more people to take public transit is great. The advantage of fare capping is that it's bringing students into the work that the TTC is already doing on affordability.
Gabe Blanc is an advocate for affordable public transit and a former policy advisor for the City of Toronto, having worked alongside Budget Chief Shelley Carroll, the councillor for Don Valley North.
It's great that the student pass exists already, and it's great that students get to benefit from a discount. But if you're going to implement a policy to modernize the TTC's loyalty program, essentially, by going from monthly passes to fare capping, everyone should be included.
He says there's an easy way around this where students could be capped at the same number as anyone else or at a lower number of rides than everyone else by giving students a discounted rate for every ride they take.
That would be putting them in the same bucket as any number of other groups that the TTC wants to encourage to use their services because they're vulnerable or because they could benefit a lot from discounted services on the TTC, seniors, people who have low incomes, etc.
Right now, a single ride on the subway or the streetcar will cost a student $3.30, the same cost as an adult fare, unless that student is under 20 years old, which means they'd still qualify for the youth fare. There are discounted single ride fares, like I already mentioned, youth, but also seniors and eligible low-income residents who can benefit from the fare pass. But students are only discounted if they purchase that monthly pass, which lately less students have been opting in for. Monthly pass sales from the last year indicate this. TTC staff shared this data with Met Radio last week. Stats showed that less than half the students who purchased passes last year stayed with the program. Jan says this is partly due to the fact that most students aren't aware the pass exists at all, which he chalks up to being an accessibility problem.
Because the process to get it is also extremely antiquated. You have to go in person to the TTC photo ID office at Bathurst Station, which is open for about 4 hours each day, 4 days a week, and you have to get a physical photo ID card, after which you have to take that to a Shoppers and set up your Presto card so that you can buy the post-secondary pass. And if all of this sounds confusing and terrible, it's because it is. You know, these are some of the challenges. I think it's not very easy to find your way around the TTC and its fare policies as a student, especially if you're new to the city, especially if you're living on your own for the first time. So that's something that we're trying to change.
Transit needs to work as transit. It needs to get people from place to place. And in many ways, the transit system here fails to do that a lot of the time. So students experience that in the same way as others.
That's the Transit Club's other founding member and president. He says this could have been easily avoided had city councilors and TTC staff listened to their concerns about student equity earlier in the year. Here's Eli Miller-Buza, a fourth-year peace, conflict, and justice and human geography student at U of T.
So I think a large part of advocating for fare capping to include students is also making it clear that leaving us out is not only an oversight, but is also not okay, is not equitable, is going backwards on what they have been doing before.
The student group made an effort to contact TTC staff in September to clarify whether a plan would be put in place for students, which they claim was not a discussion staff were willing to have. Through an email correspondence months later that was shared with Met Radio, TTC spokesperson Terry Hay told the club's members no definite decisions had been made and assured them that post-secondary students remained an active consideration in their fare capping analysis. For more questions or suggestions in the future, they were directed to contact the customer service line.
I think part of the challenge is we have to deal with the fact that it is becoming a willing oversight over time. TTC, one thing I'll say is they haven't been very they haven't known about students, haven't cared about students for the longest time, is one way I'd phrase it. There really hasn't been a student fare for a long time. To the best of my knowledge, from what I could find, there actually has never been a student fare on the TTC. They're used to call the youth tickets student tickets, but they also capped those at 19. They've paid lots of lip service to students in the past, but not done much for students. And this student pass is like the one thing we have. And the current rollout proposes to just keep that one thing and not give us any of the benefits of fare capping.
There have been calls in the past for transit passes to be included in university fares, but Rudy Yon says this is a tired debate. The majority of students voted against a universal pass, or what's often referred to as the U-Pass, in 2018, and not much has changed since.
This is kind of the go-to solution for student unions at U of T, is just talk about the U-Pass, right? Work towards it, talk to the TTC people, find out all the reasons it failed, and then kind of realize, oh, right, that's still the case. Not much has changed. And that's really not helpful for advocates to be facing. You know, if every year the student union executives have this kind of realization, where every year they have to go through this process, that really sets us back.
The original proposal would have cost eligible college and university students as low as $70 a month. The University of Toronto Student Union estimated at the time this would have added up to $320 a session. Second year political science and economics student Tarun Nabiar at the university, who we interviewed over the weekend, told us he didn't care for it, really.
I'm good. I'll stick to the 235 for now, the youth, and then even the 335. I'm good. I don't really need that.
And second year bioethics student Rowan Thompson shared similar feelings.
No, I only take the GO train home, and that's because that's the one fare system under Presto. It's part of my fare, so I don't really consider the TTC portion because I only really pay the GO.
Right. He lives close enough to St. George's campus to walk or bike. So he only takes the TTC when he's going back to visit his family in Barrie, which he then benefits from Ontario's transfer system that allows riders to only pay once when making connections between local and regional lines. Full-time post-secondary students pay 40% less on GO Transit.
Now, there have been calls to negotiate a U-Pass that would also cover fare capping. I believe this is what they have at University of Toronto Mississauga. They have a U-Pass for the MyWay system that when you transfer from MyWay to the TTC fare is still free, even though the U-Pass is just for Mississauga. But that also is a very structurally different setup than we have. Not that many UTM students make that trip as part of their commutes, whereas from what we've seen in our data, there's a sizable constituency of people who use GO Trains. About 30% of, I think, our survey respondents use GO Trains or some other GTA transit agency, aside from the TTC, as part of their commutes.
Geography and planning professor Maddie Simiatiki says that while students care about fare costs, they also care equally about reliability, frequency, and safety.
Students are weighing out convenience and reliability, travel speed, comfort. Students, like everyone else, are weighing out a whole bunch of factors when they decide how to travel.
In a citywide study the professor collaborated on, done on student transportation needs, which 10 post-secondary institutions across the GTA participated in, nearly half of respondents said they picked courses based on their commute, while the majority of students reported their commute to be a barrier in campus participation. Simiatiki is the director of the Infrastructure Institute at the University of Toronto. Here's what he's noticed lately.
I do a travel diary assignment, and a lot of students are taking Ubers. Not all of them, but a lot of students are taking Uber, and Uber is no longer like, you know, this super cheap way of getting around. Like when it first came online, that is not what it is anymore. I mean, I think students are one group amongst many who are struggling with affordability, and I think the key is to provide programs that are targeted at those who are struggling the most and who can make use of these services. I think students are one group amongst many. And I think, you know, as you said, like the fares have been frozen for a while. Mm-hmm. And in all of this, price is one variable.
This will be the third consecutive year where there's been a fare freeze that was approved as a part of Toronto's budget on Tuesday. There's still an unfunded backlog of infrastructure and equipment, upkeep work the TTC needs to keep up with. The city starts out every year with a huge budget gap. Projections already, the board is $300 million over budget, which staff say is due to expected ridership demands, increasing costs of providing service, and the new fare cap system. We asked both the University Club and Professor Simiatiki whether the city could afford more changes to its fare structure. Once again, here's the University of Toronto's planning professor.
I mean, the TTC and the transit systems are themselves cash strapped. Budgets are tight and provincial government's running a deficit, the federal government's running a deficit. The money's coming from somewhere and it's not always totally clear how the economics are going to work. Like for these transit systems where they're on a shoestring and they're already struggling with reliability and with budget problems to maintain even just the assets they already have. I think a lot of students also recognize cost is obviously a very important part of the equation. Like if you have something that's cheap, but that's also not giving anyone a great service, the students are not going to be the piece that breaks the system. But there does need to be money coming in order to pay for these services. And in the absence of that, the systems start to break down. And we've seen and experienced what that's like. I mean, we have go slow zones. The students that I teach now, it's taking them longer to get to campus on the same modes of travel that I used to get when I went to TMU here in Toronto, because we have go slow zones, because there hasn't been good maintenance and the system's not working as effectively.
And here's what Rocket Riders co-founder Eli Miller-Buza had to say about city spending.
We have to remember that Toronto has some of the lowest property taxes in Ontario. We have to remember that the city has been consistently not raising property taxes by as much as inflation, that we've had declining overall amounts of money to spend on stuff. And that in that same environment, we have still found a way to make fare capping, which does cost money, happen. And we've still found a way to commit to making a fare cap of 40, which will cost even more money, happen. The fare cap of 40 is far below the current pass cost for an adult. We will be decreasing the total amount of money we can get from TTC riders by doing this. We've already committed to it. We have tools to get more revenue, should we choose to use them. That's a political challenge, a political question. But we also have the ability to allocate money towards things that make transit more affordable, more equitable, and more compelling. And we're already doing it. We're just not doing it for students.
Miller Buzat says when transit costs less, people who are cost conscious, which includes lots of students, will take it more.
And I think that's a big part of our pitch, is that incentivizing students to use transit now, when they've just moved out, when this is their first time developing ideas of how they get around the city, that makes them into lifelong TTC riders. The other thing that's worth noting is that we're trying to kind of go more public, talk more to students about this. You'll see a fair amount about that in the coming weeks. We want to make sure that this isn't just us asking counselors and the TTC board behind the scenes to do something and saying that, you know what, students believe in this. We want to make sure that they know that students generally know about this. Students generally care about this, not just the most transit enthusiastic students.
TTC published a report in 2025 that outlined how travel patterns are changing and its impact on the transit system at large. The report found that student participation makes up nearly 30% of total ridership, mostly due to the high volume of international students enrolling in recent years. We asked Professor Simia Tikki to comment on this.
And what impact does that have on the transit system if students are beginning to rely on other means or move closer to campus so that they don't have to take transit at all?
Students are an important demographic for transit systems, both because in many cases they're captive riders while they're students, but also because the types of life habits that they make, they have a positive experience with transit while they're a student, could last a lifetime. The student that takes transit could become the lifetime user that ensures that the system thrives in the future. You know, when the system is not convenient or when students are looking at these other ride hailing or other ways of getting around, that can start to chip away both at the revenue for today and the ridership for tomorrow.
I'm Mia Johnson, and you're listening to Met Radio, 1280 AM CJTM in downtown Toronto. This coverage would not be possible without the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.